News and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The travel rush is in full swing, but CBS's Bradley Blackburn says weather conditions are complicating matters.
Severe storm risk in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas could affect 13 million people, with hail, damaging wind, and isolated tornadoes. Some of Houston has already been dealing with street flooding.
This day after Christmas is a busy day for retailers. Analyst Bert Flickinger says while sales are up from last year, many people are still holding out for better prices.
People are postponing purchases till there are deeper discounts and better bargains in 2025, which there will be.
In Michigan, Jennifer Crumley is asking to be released from prison. She's serving 10 years after her teenage son shot and killed four classmates in 2021.
Crumley is asking a judge for release while her appeal is underway because, quote, she did not commit any crime recognized by law.
CBS's Michael Descano. The Crumleys are the first parents to be charged in a school shooting committed by their child. CBS News Brief.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Be extra careful on the roads today. There's a winter weather advisory for patchy freezing drizzle with a light glaze of ice accumulating. Sidewalks, roads, and bridges are likely to be very slippery. With gift-giving over for many, now comes the time for holiday returns and exchanges. While stores aren't legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds, some do. However, policies can vary greatly from store to store. If possible, know the store's policy before you buy and use your credit card. Paying with a credit card may offer additional protections for returns or disputes. Keep your receipt and packaging and always include a gift receipt with the items you give. Bring your ID to the store when you take an item to return. Some stores also require the original form of payment, so you may need help from the gift giver. If you have to make a return, do it sooner rather than later. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Also, watch out for return scams. Don't trust suspicious third-party return services who promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms with returning items. You can find more tips at bbb.org. Childcare is a critical piece in supporting a thriving economy. Childcare is considered affordable if it is no more than 7% of a family's household income. According to Healthy People Wood County, families in the county spend an average of 21% of their income on a childcare slot, and this is for one child. That's three times what the federal government considers affordable. 49% of the recent Wood County Community Health Assessment respondents identified affordability and availability of childcare as an important area of improvement needed in the county. 42% of parents surveyed say they struggle to obtain childcare due to financial barriers. You can find out more at healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, two-thirds of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, December 26, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And welcoming into the studio today, our good friend, Ruby Marty, Miss Northern Lights. Ruby, it's good to have you with us. How you been?
Pretty good. It's been a really good year so far. How have you been?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. And appreciate you being here and being able to tell us a little bit more about the Miss Northern Lights organization. Looking forward to diving into that. But you've had this for a little while. How is it going? What have you been up to?
It's been a really, really great year so far for me. I've had the opportunity to make so many appearances and represent the Northern Lights organization. Some of my biggest appearances that I've done recently is I helped out at the Lena graduation. So I worked with that 10-week program where they help prepare kids and give the parents all of these helpful tips on how to better their kids' interaction and literacy. And I got to help at that graduation finally about a month ago now. And that was a really great experience as I got to see the kids grow through that. And then more recently, I had the chance to help at one of the Talk, Sing, Read, Play events, which is a small group based out of, I believe, Stevens Point. And they host a play group once a month where kids can come and have the opportunity to listen to a story. So this one was Christmas themed. It was about a snowman. And then they also got to make a Christmas craft. And we did some Christmas caroling, like just together as a group.
Cool.
So it was really fun. Yeah. So those are some of the biggest things I've done recently.
How comfortable are you singing? How because only in a group. I'll only do it in a group where I can just hide in the background a little
bit. Yeah, like. That's kind of how I am. I'm not the world's best singer, like to say I am. But...
Was it? Well, I couldn't remember what your talent was for the competition.
I've always told my directors it should be singing, but they've turned that down quite a few times now.
We can always have the concerts in our vehicles. That's always uh-huh. That's where
exactly.
I shine. I shine in those. When it comes to being able to do act on some of the causes, some of the passions you have you been able to do that throughout this process?
I definitely have, yeah. And then another thing that I've been able to really see actually impact, especially the Wisconsin Rapids area, is there was a recent budget cut about to happen to the McMillan Library that was proposed. And I was able to reach out to my alder person, and I sent in a letter that I wanted him to read to the group before they made the final decision as to having the budget cut or not. And it was a $150,000 budget cut. So it was a very big deal, and it would greatly impact Wisconsin Rapids citizens. And so he read it, and then they had their vote, and they ended up not going through with the budget cut. So McMillan Library has been able to keep their full budget, which is great because they really do need that money to operate. And it's been really cool to see the impact that it has on my home community.
I'm so glad you brought this up. I had it in my notes. I wanted to. I will admit the audience pretty much knows this already. I don't have a lot of journalistic integrity with our library. I love McMillan. I've loved it since I moved to this area. My mother worked there for over a decade and loved the people there, still does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even without all of that, if I just moved to this city and I'd seen McMillan Library, it's a hub. It's a community
mm-hmm.
hub.
Exactly.
It's something that you couldn't create that if you were trying. It just has to happen organically. And mm-hmm. that often happens with our libraries and our communities.
Mm-hmm.
The McMillan staff work so hard. And yes, they don't have a bad budget, but they have a strained budget like most of our city run organizations and everything. Mm-hmm. So to lose a penny, they would have felt it.
Yes.
To lose that amount of money, we'd all feel that. We would yes. all be noticing that difference. Mm-hmm. Ruby, I apologize because wasn't able to do a ton of homework on this, but I haven't seen a lot of people in your position go above and beyond like that. I thought that was really impressive of what you did there. Was this something that, did you have the support in this, in doing this, where when you went forward with it and everything? And by that, I mean not just the Northern Lights organization, but just the community in general, your family. Were they encouraging about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I actually, what really got me involved with it is my director helped me reach out to one of the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants' parents, who is actually on the city council. And so, or she like works with, on the city
council. There's a connection there,
yes, certainly. Yeah. And we were reaching out to her, and she asked if there was any way I could help get involved with Macmillan Library, as we've heard about the budget cut that was happening.
Yeah.
And so I got her contacts, and I got to kind of understand what was going on more. She gave me more details as to what was happening. And then she told me that if I wanted to write a letter or if I actually wanted to come speak in person, unfortunately, I had a basketball game that night, so I couldn't physically be there. But she was really encouraging to me of and believed in me that I would be able to help with this cause. And she thought it'd be really cool to get a teen's voice, someone who is very involved with the library, who loves the programs that they have, to get their point of view and not just have it be a council board member's, because that may not necessarily help them understand what's going on as much. You don't see the impact that's happening in the community.
I was thinking the same thing. We have a lot of great people in the community, a lot of great leaders that could step up, say something. It means something different, not just coming from a younger person, but coming from you in particular and coming from that group of people. Like that, when you guys speak up, people listen. And it goes somewhere. It means something. It's really commendable. It's really above and beyond. Nice work.
Thank you.
I want to talk more about that and how people can take those passions and take them a step above and everything in this competition. The empowering this organization and organizations like it do. Let's talk a little bit about the Miss Northern Lights organization, which is, if I understand right, a kind of a sister organization of Miss Wisconsin pageant. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
What are some of the importance of this organization and the good it does, Ruby?
I think really one of the best parts of the Northern Lights organization is the director. She's really awesome. I've gotten to work with her for 2 years now.
Katie
Tomsic.
Tomsic, thank you. She
is a co-director for the Wisconsin Rapids organization and then is the head director for Northern Lights. So I've had the opportunity to work with her for 2 years now, which has been really incredible. She definitely strives to make sure your year goes how you want it to go and helps you go above and beyond in making appearances, getting your message out to the community. And she really is just truly passionate about the organization and what it has to offer young women.
There are not enough opportunities in life, in society, for women supporting women, especially for younger women to be able to support each other. Any opportunities for that, we need it more of. And that's fantastic. That alone is worth everything to me about this organization. But it is also, that empowerment is not, it's not just done in words. It's done in scholarships. It's done in the abilities that you guys make, the things you make happen, like we were just talking about with the library.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been really great.
What are some of the other ways that the Northern Lights organization impacts our communities, our state, that we maybe haven't gotten the chance to touch on yet? Is there anything we haven't touched on?
I think the main difference between like Wisconsin Rapids, the Miss Wisconsin Rapids competition and the Northern Lights competition is that Wisconsin Rapids is a closed competition, which means you have to live in Wisconsin Rapids to compete for Miss Wisconsin Rapids or Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen, whereas Northern Lights is an open competition where as long as you live in the state of Wisconsin, you can compete for either of the titles. And so with that, I think it really opens the doors for a much different, more diverse community and group of girls that is going to be competing, whereas Rapids, you're very familiar with everyone, whereas this, I'm kind of going to walk in the day of and meet everyone, and I think it'll be a really cool experience, and it's a great way, I think, to get involved with different parts of your state and just the state as a whole and how to connect with people that you may not live next door with.
Yeah, yeah, well said. When it comes to being able to the ability that something like this gives to the contestants, to the people that end up winning and wearing that crown, that this is an opportunity like very few others.
Yes.
There are the competition is coming up. Let's dive into that a little bit. The Miss Northern Lights 2025 competition is Saturday, January 11th. It'll be at the Century Theater. Encourage you to go to MissNorthernLights.com, bookmark that page, and be sure to keep an eye on it so you can get tickets and get there and support these kids in this great event. What are the details and the rules on this one? I know I can't submit my resume. I learned that one right away. I am not a part of this. But outside of me, there are others. There are people that can compete in this. What are the details of those that can compete in this competition, Ruby?
So one of the biggest things is you have to live in the state of Wisconsin, obviously. But besides that, to compete in the teen part of the competition, you must be 13 through 17 years old. And then to compete in the Miss division, you have to be between 17 and 28 years old. So it's a really large amount of age range, which is a really great thing to see.
I really do love the idea of people in their mid to early to mid 20s being able to be a part of this.
I agree. Yeah, it's really great.
And that's very unique. I don't know if I've seen that in a competition before. I've seen something like that before. There's a number of layers to that for me, too. Just going into the competition part of it, something I have been very spoiled with and blessed to see, and I cannot stress that enough. I came into this to this job and having gotten the chance to interview the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competitions, contestants like we do every year, and you were in for that and stuff, and we always have fun with you guys. It's a blast. I love talking to kids. It gives me a lot of hope about the future and everything getting to do this.
I agree.
I had no idea the empowering that can happen with this and the friendships that can happen, the camaraderie that happens with it. That's wonderful on our level here in town with those competitions. With something like this, the idea of a 17-year-old and somebody in their mid-20s being able to talk, being able to become friends, sharing or just common information or whatever, whatever happens organically in those conversations, that's pretty unique. That doesn't happen every day. That's really cool. So I feel like just throwing your hat in the ring with this, you already win. You already have a chance to really come out of this situation benefiting with information or connections or just friendships you might not have otherwise.
Exactly.
Did you experience that? Did you feel that from the through the rounds and the different competitions you've been a part of?
I definitely do think I did. I think it really started at state my first year of competing. So when I was Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen, I don't think I would have come back if I didn't have such a great experience as I did, not only at state, but just with my overall year as Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen. It truly made me feel like I could embody the Miss America organization and make a true impact on other people, not necessarily just in Wisconsin Rapids, but across the state of Wisconsin. And I think that's a big part of why I came back again to compete at Northern Lights, was to help people, to get out in the community, to spread my initiative to more people, as many people as I can. And at state again this year, I had a great time, and that's why I think I'm coming back again this year, which is exciting to go to state, because I truly think that no matter what, I haven't won state either of these years, obviously. I've made it very close. I made it in the top five both years, which is really great, but I think the true success of this is being able to meet and connect with so many young women across the state with so many aligning beliefs and values that they have and goals that they want to achieve. We're all very goal-minded people, and I think it's really cool to all combine together at state in June and really get to see how we interact with each other and help each other grow and push each other to be the best that we possibly can be.
We're speaking with Miss Northern Lights, Ruby Marty. And Ruby, we'll get into the types of things that will be a part of the competition as far as different events in there and what you would need to do for this. But I did want to also mention that this is there is a scholarship that is involved in this, a $500 scholarship that the teen will receive. And that's noteworthy, too.
Exactly, yeah. I've had the opportunity to make over $3,000 in scholarships now just from the couple of years I've been involved in this organization. So that's truly incredible, I think, especially at a 15 years old. So it's really cool to see the opportunities that young women are being offered in the Miss America organization.
You know, every one of you guys that have come in are really good. You're really good in the microphone. You guys do a great job, and some are more confident than others, certainly, but everybody comes in pretty well done. You came in and were just knocked it out. You did a great job and everything, but I see you now, and you come in and you are so polished. You are confident at this and just comfortable with it and everything. I've been trying to throw you curveball questions and you're knocking them out. Not bad. But to the point of this, there aren't many things. Whatever you do next in life, you're going to knock it out. You're going to be great at it. Whatever you do, the skills that you've learned in these last couple of years and through these competitions are only going to enhance all of that I saw that first time you came in. It's just kind of rounded out and smoothed out the edges of some of these people skills or connections that we make. Have you felt that? Have you felt more of a confident in doing this stuff and going out there and everything?
I definitely do think I have, especially seeing my growth from doing the radios from my first one that I ever did. Maybe you guys didn't think I was a little nervous, but I definitely don't think it was my best one. But from that, I've gotten to grow a lot, and it's been really cool to see how much I've been able to grow and how much more comfortable I've been coming to speak here with you. And it's been really great to see. And then as far as going out in the community, I definitely think I've gotten more comfortable with interacting with a wider range of generations. I've always loved speaking to kids and speaking to kids my age, teenagers, little kids, obviously, with my initiative. But I've definitely gotten more comfortable with speaking to adults about a topic that I think I'm very well familiar with at this point now that I've been able to advocate for early literacy for so long. It's really great to feel as comfortable as I do now talking about that and the benefits of early interaction and literacy with kids to parents and teaching them the importance of it instead of just feeling like I kind of have to stay in a shell and not really give my voice and my opinion to people who are older than me.
Yeah. I love what you said there, and I wouldn't have thought of that part of it, of the talking to other generations, of talking to people in different age ranges and everything, and getting more comfortable with that and understanding how to talk to people, you know, in different age languages. And we all have a different kind of language that we use and tone and all that. That's really unique. That's very interesting. And these are the kind of three things that you can fine-tune and learn if you're a part of this competition, if you're a part of these kind of competitions. That's why we encourage people to be a part of them as much as we can. And one of the fun things about these competitions for the people taking them in are the different parts of the competition itself. It features six Miss contestants and 16 contestants from around the state, and the contestants will compete in a couple of different things. I see a private interview with a panel of judges. What other things will they be competing in?
So, yeah, after private interview, they're going to start their onstage competition, and the first thing that they will have is onstage question, and then after that, they'll have fitness, talent, and evening wear. So, my favorite phase of competition has always been evening wear, honestly. I really love evening wear. I've gotten to pick out a lot of really fun dresses over the years, so it's been really cool. But I'm really excited to see everyone's dresses at the competition this January.
It's it seems also another thing that can be very confidence building and also a great experience of being able to go out there and do these different events, these different things as part of the competition. Mm-hmm. Each one of them helps a different skill set, if not many skill sets. Yeah. I love the idea of there is no these kind of things in life where you can't lose. Like just being a part of the competition, you generally have won. And there are plenty of benefits to being a part of these things. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the work that you guys have done as well, we've touched on some of that and everything, Ruby. But we also know that there is great work that can be done with the organization. We always want to encourage people to get involved with this. Now, maybe you are older. Maybe you are a guy. maybe any of these things. And you think, well, how can I be involved? Well, there is always volunteers. We could always use volunteers with the Miss Northern Lights organization or, you know, keeping in mind by that, I also mean the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen competitions. Mm-hmm. All of these are so many of these organizations are the lifeblood is volunteers.
Exactly.
And that help out with these things.
Yes.
Gives us a chance to thank all of them and all the great people that are out there helping with these organizations and the people we've mentioned already, Ruby, but also to anybody out there listening, you could be put to good use with these organizations and get some great volunteering in.
Yeah.
It's also not a bad idea for younger people out there. If maybe you don't feel comfortable being a part of the competition yet, but you would like to get your feet wet a little, maybe see what it's like and stuff. By volunteering, you can kind of be behind the scenes a little bit while checking it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And Ruby, are you all right if somebody out there is listening and their kid wants to maybe reach out to you and ask some further questions and find out more about it on a personal level?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, cool. I'm good. Definitely open to answering any questions, because I truly think this organization helps young women grow so much in not only just the endeavor of the Miss America organization, mm-hmm. but in all their endeavors. This has helped me in interviewing for jobs that I've had the opportunity to work with, and just life in general, communicating with people, getting my point across. It's definitely helped me grow so much. So I would definitely be open to answering any questions that anyone has.
And we certainly want to remind all you businesses out there that they are always looking for more sponsors for these events. I mention this all the time when I'm talking to people on the air or talking about marketing in general. One of the greatest things that you can do with your marketing dollars is associating yourself with nonprofits.
Yes.
And an organization like this that's doing such amazing work with our young people. They're the coveted audience that every marketing organization wants is your age range, Ruby. You're a part of the Miss. They're going to see these things. They're going to see your business. They're going to see your logo. They're going to see that not only are they seeing it, but they're also seeing you supporting these organizations. And you can't put a dollar price on something like that. It goes so above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ruby, as we're wrapping up here, is there anything you wanted to touch on we didn't get a chance to?
I would think the last thing I just want to say is, if you're able to come out, just remember January 11th, 4:00 at the Century Theater. Last year, it was the time of the big snowstorm, so I get last year you got a reason not to come. But this year, there's no excuse.
Yes.
So show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope to see a lot of you guys there.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to seeing you there. And again, congratulations on a great run.
Thank you so much. You've done amazing things
with this. We're all looking forward to seeing what you do next. You're going to be going on to do great things. I'm not sure if this is the last time we'll get a chance to talk or not before the competition or afterwards or not. But just in case, nice work. Keep up the great work.
Thank
and we
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
If you want to find out more, go to MissNorthernLights.com. MissNorthernLights.com, that is the website. They also have an Instagram and Facebook pages. Encourage you to like those pages, support them. Share those posts that they have on your page. You just might not know who would see it otherwise. And if you want to contact them, you can go to the website, MissNorthernLights.com. Otherwise, direct messaging them on Facebook is another great way of doing it. Again, Ruby, thank you for the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy. The Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This year, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are celebrated in the same week. Lisa Hale takes a closer look at Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the director of African-American Studies at UW-Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture.
and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to officialkwanzawebsite.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates a successful elk hunting season. The state's seventh managed elk hunt opened on October 12th and concluded December 20th. The 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management. For the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. The eight Wisconsin hunters who participated in this year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,500 applicants. The DNR received over 17,000 applications to hunt in the northern elk zone and more than 7,500 applications for the central elk zone. In the central elk zone, all four hunters successfully harvested a bull elk on the third day of the season. Two hunters in the northern elk zone successfully harvested a bull elk, and Ojibwe tribal hunters met their four bull harvest declaration. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas Joke Swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Shea and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Lingering raindrops in the morning. Otherwise cloudy Saturday and a high around 40. Right now it's 33.
Hi everybody, this is Mike Comer, sports broadcaster on WIRI. I'd just like to wish a very Merry Christmas from my family to you and yours.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio our great friend, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here, Terry. Thanks so much for joining us today. We want to send a big thank you to the United Way, all the good work they have done in the past year here. Looking forward to another big year with the United Way in our poorer community. Got a lot of great work that you guys are doing over there. And so much of that really comes down to the community doing great work and impacting things with the campaign.
Yeah. And, you know, as the year is wrapping up, we're not quite wrapped up yet. We've still got work to do.
Very true.
So we have about 88% of our campaign in. So what that means is that leaves $70,000 that we're still trying to raise. So, you know, if you have been a donor in the past and you just haven't gotten around to it yet, we appreciate you getting that into us. Also, if you've maybe not been a donor, but you've been listening throughout the year, you know, to this show, maybe when I'm on in the morning, that kind of thing. You know, if you've been hearing things that appeal to you or that you like or that resonate with you, or you've identified, you know, maybe you see someone in the community that you think, gosh, it, you know, maybe they're struggling, right? I mean, so there's a lot of different ways. Maybe you've called 211. There's a lot of ways that United Way is impacting the community. And the way that works is when the community donates to help make that happen. So we are actively working to raise that last $70,000 between now and, you know, typically we don't shut it down until the end of January because, you know, people give at different times and some want to give in 1 year and some want to give in a different year. So sometimes there's that impact. But then also sometimes we'll have people check in with us and, you know, when their workplace did the campaign, maybe they were on vacation. So they might have got missed. So there's a lot of following up that we're doing right now. But again, don't let that deter you. If you've never been a donor, there's no time like now. And you can get more information about giving by visiting our website at uwswac.org. You can give right on the website. One of the fun things we do with our campaign each year is, of course, our sweepstakes. And we did give away all of our sweepstakes prizes last week. And those were all sponsored. So I think that's an important note, right? Those are not... That's not coming out of that $70,000 we're still trying to raise. That those were sponsored by five local businesses. So by Aspirus Health, Gunderson, Moundview Hospital and Clinics. We have Prevail Bank, Next Home Partners, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. So all the five of those companies each gave us $1,000 to be able to use for prizes. So we surprised all of those folks last week. So that was super fun. We had Rachel from Pitch Early Learning Center. And so that was cool. She's a library aide over there in the schools. And it was fun because their school principal actually kind of hustled up a little staff meeting in the morning, you know, just as a surprise.
Oh, great idea.
And it was really fun because they were having Ugly Sweater Day. And so it was kind of funny because I walked in, I'm like, oh guys, we're here for Ugly Sweater Day. And I'm like, wait, your sweaters aren't ugly. You know, we were teasing. It was super fun. So we were there. Then we met with Carrie down at Gunderson Moundview Hospital. She's one of the employees there. And so that was great. Way surprised. And for that, I had a little help from her supervisor who just called her into a one-on-one meeting. And I think nice. She was a little bit like,
That's
funny. So that was great. Then the next day we were at DoorWorks here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we presented a prize to Mark over there, and that was great. Again, you know, it's just fun to surprise people and thank them for their giving. And then the last in person opportunity that we had was with Beth over at Next Home Partners. So Beth is the you know, I don't really know what her title is. I was going to say receptionist. She's like the extraordinaire. She's kind of like Pam.
Yes. Yes.
She does everything. She runs the place. Mm. She doesn't have the title and she doesn't get the credit, but she runs the place. So that was awesome. She was just overwhelmingly surprised and that was great. And then our fifth award recipient, he declined the gift and he said, you know, I'd rather that you just use it in the community. And so we kind of made a little trade off and then that bought him some anonymity. So we didn't go do the whole balloons, big check presentation because he just said, no, that's not necessary. Mm. I'd like to just donate it back. He said, I don't need it. I'd rather that you just used it. So that was really awesome too.
Oh,
so,
beautiful.
It was a great, great week last week, but we are still, you know, pounding the pavement trying to get to that last $70,000.
I encourage people to sign up for the newsletter with the United Way. I got to find out about these winners as they were happening through the newsletter. Really enjoyed them. I was so happy for every one of these individuals, but I have to admit that last one really hit me. I just think that's one of the most beautiful things ever, let alone this time of year when people do things anonymously. A real shout out to that human being.
That's
beautiful. That's awesome.
It was very cool.
And this there's a reason for this. When we're talking about the campaign and we're talking about all these great things that the United Way does, if we have time today, we'll touch on some of the work that you guys are doing with Alice and some of that. But I like to talk to people, especially one-on-one, because I don't like to put them on the spot too much on air. But why they give to the United Way. And I didn't really think much about this, but I thought, well, you know, I'm going to ask my mom, because the whole reason I understand and have such a passion for the United Way is from my mother. And I never really found out why or where that started for her. And she started talking about when she was young and her mother and her father working with the United Way and volunteering with them, and how that started for her this great passion of volunteering
really cool.
and a lot of that.
Yeah.
And here she is with three kids that she did this with and did. I think it's one of the better ways of not only impacting your community, but if you're looking for an everyday feel good, you know, something that's a win every day, you donate to the United Way, and that's something you feel year round. You know, you see the impact year round of what of the work that you're doing and putting into the community. It goes a lot farther than I think we realize.
Yeah. And of course, we want to thank everyone who's been part of our campaign. We do have an annual campaign thank you celebration, and that's for anyone and everyone who was a donor to this campaign. So if you made a contribution, whether you are a company, an individual, a household, business, we do invite you to join us. We will be at Bullseye Golf Club on Wednesday, January 8th from 4:30 to 6:30. So it'll start at 4:30. We have, you know, some appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, whatever we want to call it, finger food, just some snacks, and then soda and water are included, and then a cash bar. So, you know, people are welcome to, you know, do whatever interests them. And we have that event sponsored by a couple of our board members and then a couple of our board member businesses. And so that's all sponsored. And then at about 5 o'clock, we start the presentation where we will recognize businesses in our community cornerstone partners is what we call it. And we rolled this out last year, which is a new way of just recognizing business donors. So we'll recognize all the community cornerstone partners and what level that they are in their giving. And then we also call out and recognize loyal contributors, so anyone who's been giving to United Way for more than 10 years. And then also our leadership givers. And so this would be households that are giving $500 or more per year to the campaign. And so, you know, we just encourage people to come on out, hear about it, hear how it's going, and get involved.
One of the things I wanted to... Excuse me. One of the things I wanted to touch on, I'm getting all emotional. Why asking people why they donate and everything and sharing myself. I have cared and, you know, so always known the United Way. And so giving to the United Way seemed like just kind of tradition almost. Also with knowing the impact and working with you all these years and getting to know so much more of what this takes to do this. But recently, and actually I'd say for the past year, I've been having some dental issues and everything. And it hits me the other day when you're in on the morning show with me, I'm like, well, wait a minute, how have I never tapped this resource and asked the Terry a little bit about this? And so I bring it up with you. And one of the suggestions you had was calling 211. And just a huge light bulb goes off in my head. I'm like, why didn't I think of that? I can't tell her this. She'll never let me live it down. And so I do. I call 211 and my God, like instant help. Like I'm not exaggerating, everybody. I had three options and I had to cut her off. I'm like, that's good. I that's all I need. I'll get back to you if I need more. She was so helpful. And I can't tell you the relief I feel even right now talking about this. This has been so for a year at least. I've been having this hanging over my head and everything, and I haven't known what to do. I was looking, to be honest, I was looking for a payment plan dental place. And that's a little harder to find with my insurance and everything. Not for 211. They were able to help me out. I cannot express how quick the help was, how detailed and how caring and empathetic it was. If you are in need of things, call 211. And while you're doing that, think about how great that resource is and how much we would miss it if it wasn't there. These are the reasons why we give things like this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, the 211 program is something that is here in this community is completely United Way funded. It is a 24-hour statewide resource. So I think that that's important to note. And the other thing that, you know, as we've evolved this program since 2007, I believe is when it became a 211. It was a, you know, more like grassroots first call for information before that. Might have been 2006. But, you know, since then, we've evolved again into statewide coverage, but then also into having a statewide database and a statewide phone overlay system. So, you know, what that really means is if something ticks up, like the horrific tragedy in Madison yesterday, 211 calls immediately ticked up. And so then the rest of us are able to take all of their regular calls, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that local contact center can be handling calls about the emergent need, and all the rest of us can take the call of, I need dental care, where can I get it? And so, you know, so there's a sophistication to the system that is really awesome, that we are able to help each other that way. And we just have in the system, we just call it the disaster switch. Mm-hmm. So it's like if somebody, or like when we had flooding here, we can throw the disaster switch in the system, which means we're only taking, you know, certain calls.
Yeah.
Everybody else needs to jump in and help us with the rest of our calls. So, I mean, so that's really great. But the other thing that it does is it streamlines the programs as well. So, We can rely on each other to take calls because we can access each other's information and data, but it also helps with what that data and what that taxonomy looks like in the system. So there's consistency, and it's a really great program, and it's getting, you know, and it's grabbing the attention of some big healthcare systems, and not just, you know, 211 is in, I believe it's in 34 states. But you know, when I just think about us here in Wisconsin and the work that 211 Wisconsin does to leverage relationships, you know, whether it be around advocacy, whether it be around policy, or just thinking about, you know, just continuum of care or continuity of care and what that looks like. So, there's been a lot of work done at the state level, which trickles down into communities, but, you know, I think it's pretty cool that we're a pretty small town and we are one of 8 contact centers that serve the state. So, we serve 13 counties at our 211 contact center, and it's really amazing actually to see, and there's also hardship that goes with it, and our resource specialists sometimes take some really hard calls, and they will take calls sometimes that they have to do, we call it a warm line transfer, where they stay on the line with the person until they get them connected, maybe with 988, with the suicide hotline, maybe with crisis intervention. So there's those calls. But then also, you know, I want to call attention to, it's not just always a crisis either.
Yeah.
You know, there's those calls that are crisis. There's the calls like you described where it's been an ongoing nagging, you know, kind of need that. And then there's also, you know, things like, gosh, I have this I could donate. Where could I donate it? I have time to give. I have, these are my areas of expertise. Where could I volunteer? You know, those kinds of things. So it's a wide variety and designed to be that way, right? Yeah. Like, it's not supposed to just be crisis calls. And it's also not supposed to just be health-related calls. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be the health, when I say health and, you know, healthcare, but the overall health of the person is really the, you know, the point of 211 and why we continue to partner with Marshfield Area United Way to make sure that this program stays in our community.
To your point, Terry, and not that I want to overwork the system necessarily, but I know the holidays, people aren't always certain. Is it garbage and recycling this week? Is it, you know, little things, you know, there's,
you know, sometimes we know that, but sometimes we don't. Yeah, there's a lot of municipalities within our service area.
Yeah, got to keep that in mind. But just as an example, that there's so much available at 211.
Oh, yeah.
We are speaking with CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. And Terry, Power of the Purse is right around the corner.
It is. So, yeah, we've got some stuff coming up. Power of the Purse will be March 11th this year, and we are currently seeking sponsors for the event. We've got a few of them that came in. Again, we always, start asking at the beginning of December, and then we have till the end of January to get people on our poster that we put out. But this is a great event. It is an event of our Women United. So their primary focus is early grade learning and literacy. So, you know, it's really a big deal. And the primary program is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. We did expand Imagination Library into the Adams County part of our service area. So Imagination Library is currently available for all children who reside in Southwood County. So Rudolph, Vesper, Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, and Nakusa zip codes, and then every zip code in Adams County. So we encourage you, if you have a child that is birth to age 5, we encourage you to get signed up. This is a free book gifting program for children. And again, free comes in the mail. So it's fun. It's like a present, you know, for your kids. And it also, I mean, it builds your child's library. And if you think about it, you know, books are expensive, mm-hmm. right? And this is a, these are selected by reading interventionists, but they're good books. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. it's not like, yeah. don't assume they're just all dry. But they're great books. It's a great collection. And we really encourage people to get their child signed up. We have a really great new grant opportunity for Imagination Library through Department of Children and Families at the state, where they are helping to cover half the cost of our Imagination Library wow. program for 1 year. Huh. And so, but I you know, I think what's really important about that is larger mm-hmm. entities of states. Other states have been doing this for a while, are recognizing how important it is that books be in the home. Yeah. And so, you know, there's some states where, you know, that's just an ongoing thing yeah. where cost is partially covered, and then the other half is covered by community programs. But you know, hopefully maybe we can get there. But that is really what we're raising money for when mm-hmm. we do hold an event like Power of the Purse. And the other thing is classroom grants. So mm-hmm. we provide classroom grants mostly for third grade classrooms and under, but we have done some fourth and fifth, I would mm-hmm. say elementary and pre-elementary. So you know, we'll have teachers that come to us and say, gosh, I have my, my regular language arts curriculum, but I don't have enough sets of below level readers or for the advanced readers. Yeah. You know, like I just have the basic set of books, yeah, right? Yeah. And I have one set for those who are struggling. Hmm. Well, if you have one set of books, but you've got six kids that are struggling, yeah. so they'll come to us and say, you know, gosh, could, you know, I'd like $1,000 to build up, you know, I could get seven more sets yeah. if I had $1,000, blah, blah, blah. So they fill out the application. The Women United group reviews mm. that, and then we make a lot of classroom grants that way.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And well, these events are great, and we're going to talk a lot about them as we get closer and closer to them. There's two key things I did want to touch on. One, if there's anybody out there listening that would like to be a part of Women's United, reaching yeah. out and finding out how to do that.
Yeah, for sure. You can just get a hold of me. You can send me an email. It's Terry. T-A-R-I at UWSWAC.org, or you can give our office a call at 715-421-0390. Now, if you are really, truly curious, we have an event on January 29th, which is our founders event, which mm-hmm. is a membership recruiting event. Mm-hmm. And it is literally just coming to learn about what we do. And this will be happening also at Bullseye Golf Club. It's a 5:15 start time. It's on a Wednesday. This one does require registration. Mm-hmm. So you can just go to our website. You can register there. You can call us. But we do need an RSVP number mm-hmm. because we serve food. They need a head count. Yeah, so it does require registration. And honestly, because we like to know who's coming too, mm-hmm. so that we can be prepared, right? Yeah. And be able to answer questions. So that is another fun thing that Women United does. And again, that's the last Wednesday of January. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it'll be, I don't know, cold and snowy and you've been in the house for a few yeah. days. It's a good time to venture out, spend some time with some ladies, mm-hmm. come have a cocktail and yeah. some snack and some hors d'oeuvres and learn about Women United. So certainly encourage any and all women in our community or the surrounding communities to join us for one or both of those events. But if you are, you know, really interested in membership, that's the best, you know, yeah. that's the best opportunity yeah. is to come to that so that you can come and hear and learn. So, you know, last year, I think we had like, gosh, I don't even know, probably 25 non-members cool. attend, you know, and just cool. come to learn more. And then many of them also came to Power of the Purse in March. So that's really awesome.
It's great to hear, and it's impactful work that the people that are in our community are doing. And whether to us men out there listening and stuff, you know, I want to be a part of this. I want to help out this. You can, especially if you're a business. Cannot encourage you enough to attach yourself to events like this, to the United Way. It is marketing 101. Especially, we're starting to see this now more and more. Businesses are starting to wisen up to this one. Now, our community has known this for decades, but nationally, they're starting to see this a lot more. But our community gets this. You heard Terry and I mention a couple of businesses in this conversation, one of them being Bullseye. They host a lot of events over there for the United Way, do wonderful work in our community and great people over there. They were not sponsoring in this segment, but we've mentioned them a number of times. When you attach yourself to these events, that's the kind of thing that happens. There is marketing and then there's free advertising that just happens all the time with events like this. Be a, you know, you put your business with Power of the purse, you're not only showing the community that you support the community and put into it, you're also getting an opportunity to be seen or heard by big people that you may not otherwise.
Yeah, another great opportunity that we have for that right now is every April we do a calendar raffle. Mm-hmm. And so we are currently seeking sponsors for that as well. You actually would sponsor the day. So if you go on our website or if you give us a call, the lowest prize is $75 and the highest is $200. So you can just pick which day, you know, maybe, I don't know, the 22nd is a lucky number for you or whatever. So you can choose to sponsor that day, and then your company logo actually gets printed on the calendar for that day. And we sell like 2,500 of these. Mm. So imagine, I mean, people are seeing your logo, and you can get your logo on there for $75.
Yeah.
And what you're donating to us is the prize. Like, we're not, you know, the amount you give is actually what goes back out to the winner. We're making our money on selling the tickets.
Right.
And so, you know, but I think that that's a really important, you know, there's no extra tacked on for promoting your company.
Right.
But those calendar raffles are a really good way to get your business out there. Even if, you know, whether you're a large business or a small business entrepreneur, you know, it is a really good, easy way and for the whole month, because, you know, if somebody bought one of those, they're either putting it on their refrigerator or keeping it on their desk so that they know what the prize is the next day. So, you know, that's a really it's a really fun way and a really honestly pretty inexpensive way to have your company and your logo promoted. So we do encourage, those are just first come, first serve as people sign up for them. And we encourage you to take the opportunity if it suits you.
Is it too early to reach out now for something like that?
Nope. And it's actually on the website already. So you can just, we have some banners. When you first pull up the website, you know, they kind of rotate, scroll. Mm-hmm. So it is on there. But you also can just call us. You know, or I've had a few people just email me and say, you know, hey, I'd like, I don't care what the date is, but I'd like to sponsor a $100 spot or whatever. And then we can get in touch with you.
Get in touch with our friends at the United Way. You can reach Terry individually at terry@uwswac.org. Of course, you can find out more at their website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Always appreciate the time and everything you and your team put into the community, Terry. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Trying to get a jump on some bad weather that could mess up travel plans. CBS's Katie Weiss is at a travel center in Baytown, Texas.
It's pretty packed. I mean, just about every pump here is filled with travelers trying to gas up.
The threat of severe weather also impacting flights in and around Texas. MasterCard says holiday sales have been up. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Holiday season retail sales numbers rose 3.8% versus last year. And the good news is that's actually more, a little bit more than we were expecting.
Online sales rose 6.7%. The North Korean troops fighting Ukraine on Russia's behalf are struggling. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Ukraine's military intelligence says the North Korean troops are suffering heavy casualties in the Kursk region, which Russia is trying to reclaim.
Russia brought in the North Korean troops because its own forces were suffering heavy losses. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Be extra careful on the roads today. There's a winter weather advisory for patchy freezing drizzle with a light glaze of ice accumulating. Sidewalks, roads, and bridges are likely to be very slippery. With gift-giving over for many, now comes the time for holiday returns and exchanges. While stores aren't legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds, some do. However, policies can vary greatly from store to store. If possible, know the store's policy before you buy and use your credit card. Paying with a credit card may offer additional protections for returns or disputes. Keep your receipt and packaging and always include a gift receipt with the items you give. Bring your ID to the store when you take an item to return. Some stores also require the original form of payment, so you may need help from the gift giver. If you have to make a return, do it sooner rather than later. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Also, watch out for return scams. Don't trust suspicious third-party return services who promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms with returning items. You can find more tips at BBB.org. Childcare is a critical piece in supporting a thriving economy. Child care is considered affordable if it is no more than 7% of a family's household income. According to Healthy Peoplewood County, families in the county spend an average of 21% of their income on a child care slot, and this is for one child. That's three times what the federal government considers affordable. 49% of the recent Wood County Community Health Assessment respondents identified affordability and availability of child care as an important area of improvement needed in the county. 42% of parents surveyed say they struggle to obtain childcare due to financial barriers. You can find out more at healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WI.